This is Parsha, we have a lot. The sugyas of Avraham Avinu are from the most beautiful sugyas in the entire Torah. These Parshas of Lech Lecha, Vayera, Chayisara, Mamish, Parshas to cherish. There should be a certain chen that a Jew has at this time of year. He speaks about his father, so when he hears about his father, touches his heart. Meaningful. A person should be touched. Halavai from the sugyas of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Let's focus a little bit on perhaps which is the most integral and meaningful part of the parasha, which is the mitzvah of Bris Mila. The Mila, which is given to Avraham Avinu. Chazal tell us that Gedoyla Mila, something about Mila which is very great, that the shakol connected kol mitzvah satayra. And it's really not so relevant on a day-to-day basis in the life of the Jew, because it's a mitzvah which is done before Rav Bardas, and it's only something which really comes around in life when a person, Baruch Hashem, is married and he has children, he has a child, son. But in terms of pnimius, although this mitzvah is somewhat dormant, not an active part of a Jew's life, in pnimius it's very active. So let's speak a little bit about the oimek of Bris Mila, perhaps how it pertains to this time of year, the Hainu Tishrei and Cheshvan. Before doing so, let's turn our attention for a moment to a Rashi at the end of next week's parasha, Parashas Vayera, the very first Rashi in the Sugya of the Akedah. The Torah begins here, Vayehi Acher Hadvayim Ha'ila, Havoy Elohim Nisa Es Avraham, Vayim Ha'ilav Avraham, Vayim Ha'ineni, that Hashem is testing Avraham with the Akedah. So Rashi's bothered, according to Chazal, what's this added lashon of Acher Hadvayim Ha'ila after these things seems superfluous? So Rashi quotes two pshatim. Let's focus on the second one for a moment. Acher Dvarav Shal Yishmael. Apparently there was a conversation which took place between Yitzhak and Yishmael. What was Yishmael telling Yitzhak? Shehayim Ispoyer Al Yitzhak Shemol Ben Shalesh Yisrei Shana V'Lo Micha. So Yishmael is playing the I'm better than you game, and he says, I had a bris at 13, you only had a bris at 8. So Amalo Yitzchak, so Yitzchak replied as follows. Be'ever echad atam miyareini, you're trying to embarrass me or to strike fear into me because of this one Ever. Ilu amar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem would just say, Zvach atzbecha lefanai, bring yourself as entirely as a korban to me, La'isi miyakev, I wouldn't resist. So after these words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was listening. Yesharim of the Satan was listening. And this put the test in motion. By the way, it's just a limud, the chlal, the Baal Shem Tov brings out. Everything which we speak, which we convey, which we allude to, is important and is remembered in Shemayim. And we create the nisyonos, or the judgments in our lives, based on how we talk, how we act. Everything is mida keneged mida. The Ein Makom L'Harach B'Zeh is just an important inyan to bring out as we're passing by this Ma'ar Makom. Getting back to the inyan itself, what kind of conversation is this? It's in Yitzhak and Yishmael. Yishmael says, my bris mila is better than yours. And Yitzhak replies, yeah, maybe. But if Hashem would say to bring all of me, then I would bring my entire self to Hashem Yisbar. Needs a little bit of hezber, what's going on here. Just to kind of paint the perspective as to the vital importance of the Bismillah to Klal Yisrael. Let's go back a chodesh or two to Elul and to Tishrei. We know that there are 365 days in the solar calendar, and they correspond to the 365 Leis HaSeis entire. For example, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Tisha B'Av, what Isser does Tisha B'Av correspond to? So the Zohar says it corresponds to Git HaNasha. A And the Zohar says a remnant to that. But the Torah says that there's an iser of eating es gil hanasha. So the Zohar says es is Rashi Tevos tisha of. The Zohar says based on this, anybody who eats on Yom Kippur on Tisha B'Av it's as if he eats from the gil hanasha. Every bite that a Jew takes chalila v'chas on Tisha B'Av is like a bite out of the gil hanasha. So the Sasema says, which mitzvah corresponds to Yom HaKippurim? So the Sasema says, it's none other than the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And there are many connections between Yom HaKippurim and Bris Milah. If you want to see a very beautiful understanding of this, you could take a look at the Likutei Halachos from Rabbi Nassan. Yom HaKippurim, I think, Simin Dalit. For example, first off, Pirkei Rabbi Elazar tells us that the Bris Milah of Avram took place on Yom HaKippurim. One of the allusions to this is that the Torah tells us, Be'etzim HaYom HaZeh, Avraham was Mal himself. And that's the same lashon that Torah uses by Yom HaKippurim. We read the Parsha of Arayis by Mincha Yom HaKippurim, which is of course associated with Shmiras HaBris. Yom Kippur is the day of the Chasima, and the Bris Milah is called the Chaysam. The Torah tells us that when the Aaron HaKohen goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom HaKippurim, Bizois Yavo Aaron Al HaKodesh, with this, and Chazal say Bizois Ein Zois Al HaMilah. In fact, on Erev Yom Kippur we say, in the Slichas, although very short, we say Machar Yihi Yehaos HaZeh. Tomorrow will be this os. So apparently Yom Kippur, which is tomorrow, will be this os. And there are very few mitzvahs in the Torah which are called os. One of them, of course, is Bris Milah. Bris Milah is called an os. The Chasam, the os Bris Kodesh. In fact, one of the things which we say on the night of Yom Kippur in the Slichos, we say Habet La Bris Val Tefen La Yetzer. So Pashup Shad, Habit La Bris means look at the Bris Bein HaBisarim, the covenant between Kodesh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But in Pnimius, Habit La Bris means take a look at the Bris Milah, Va'al Teifin La Yetzer, and ignore the Yetzer, ignore the Satan. In fact, there are two Midrashim which support this understanding. One is by Yonah, that when Yonah was in the Mei Hadag, which you read about on Yom HaKippurim, so the Midrash says, Amar Yonah, Lifnei Hashem Yisbarach, Ribbono Shel Olam, Im Einu Beino Leveinan. He's referencing Ninveh and Klal Yisrael. If there's no difference, if you can't find any difference between us and them, Ela Mila, other than Mila, Kedai Shelo Epol Biyadan. It's Kedai that we shouldn't fall into their hands. So he's pointing Kadosh Baruch Hu to the Bris Milah. But even more than that, we find in Vayikra Rabbah that it says that when Eliyahu wanted to be Mechayim Esim, on who? Yonah. On Yonah. It says, some Panav Bein Birkov, it says that Eliyahu put his head between his legs. Why did he do that? The Medrash asks, Lama Sam Panav Bein Birkov, why did he put his head down opposite his legs? Because he said, Amar Lefanav Ribbono Shel Olam, Im ein lanu zchus, if we don't have any zchusim, habet lebris milah. And Yonah had a chiyus from that. Yonah was that child, Chazal say. So Yonah, who's Chazal say is the Talmud of Eliyahu Navi, he's like the child of Eliyahu Navi. We see the correlation between Eliyahu and Yonah that they're both pointing towards bris milah. This is the inyan of Yom HaKippurim, the koyach of bris, that we turn to bris milah the day of the chasima. The Paskin, the Chaim for the Jewish people, and everything else on the Umay Sayla. Now, of course, Bris Milah is associated with Eliyahu Navi. And in fact, the whole Tkufa of Chodesh Elul has a Shaychis to Eliyahu Navi. It's important to note that Chodesh Elul is really a 40-day month. although Tishrei begins on Rosh Hashanah, the Bnei Yisachar and the Sfar Makdashim tell us that Elul doesn't end until Yom Kippur. So really the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is still the previous year, going into and up to Yom Kippurim, yet the current year, the new year, is beginning on Rosh Hashanah. So there's that kufa of 10 days where it's like a double year. I wanted to explain once that since it's the beginning of the year, it's like a Bechor. And a Bechor is no till Pishnayim. So at the beginning of the year is like the Bechor, which is no till Pishnayim, the previous year and the current year. So now, Chodesh Elul is a 40-day month, like it's Marumis, so we know the famous Rashi Tevas, Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li. What's the Sofei Tevas of Ani L'daydi V'daydi Li? It's four Yudin. Yud, 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 which is Gematria 40, which as far as I'm saying is the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. So you see that Elul is 40 days. And of course, we know the significance of 40, the creation of the Vlad and the B'mei Imai, the formation of the new year, which is taking place during those 40 days. So Sifri Yetzir tells us that each month corresponds to a Shevet. And there's a machlokes amongst the Mefarshim, the Arizal, the Ravid, even Rav Tzadik, they all have different days as to how to break up the 12 months corresponding to which of the Shvatim. Can't say that we paskin like the Arizal, but the Ari says that Chodesh Elul corresponds to God, Shevet God. And I know we don't really know that much from the Torah, from the words of the Torah, Pashup Shad is, so who is God? And all the nyanim of God, we know the brachas which he gets, God gudu de gidano, that he's a warrior, but who yogud akev, even the akev is mashba, the ikvasa, the akev of the shana. So, perhaps the most prominent figure who emerged from Shevet God is Eliyahu Navi. Because Eliyahu, the Medrash says, comes from Giladi, it's called Eliyahu HaGiladi, and the city of Gilad is in Shevet God. Although there's a machlekes in the Medrash, and even in the Gemara implies that Eliyahu is really a Kohen. Another Medrash implies that he's from Shevet Binyamin. It's a whole bilbo about Eliyahu Navi, which is very befitting for Eliyahu Navi. But it would seem from the Pashup Shat that Eliyahu HaGiladi is that he comes from Shevet God, which gives an immediate association to Chodesh Elul. So the connection we can see very clearly is that Elul is a Zman of Tshuva. And of Eliyahu Navi, we say that he's going to come B'Seif HaYamim, that he comes from Ma'ir Tshuva between father and son, and son and father. And of course, Yom Kippur is also the end of the days, the end of the days of the year, not just the end of the days of time, but the end of the days of the year. So there's that presence of Eliyahu Navi, which is Yom HaKippurim, V'Yom HaTshuva L'Kol, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavtiach Tshuva to Bnei Yisrael. That's, by the way, by Motzei Shabbos, we find Eliyahu HaNavi, because that's also called the Seif HaYamim, the end of the week. We have Eliyahu HaNavi on Motzei Shabbos. I wanted to say, that's pshat, perhaps in your communities, if it's not in your communities, I'm sure you've heard of it, there's father and son learning on Motzei Shabbos, yeah? Anybody ever father and son learning? Yeah. That has to do with Eliyahu HaNavi also. But what does it mean? V'heishit levavos labanim. It's fathers and sons, right? So there's b'chin of Eliyahu HaNavi, so there's heishit levavos labanim, lebanim alavos. So we get to this week's parasha because we have Terach and Avram Avinu. And Chazal say that Terach was nesayir to do tshuva because of Avram. That the koyach that a son has to be'or his father to tshuva, that's a bechin of Eliyahu Navi. In fact, we know that the source of vidu in the Torah comes from Parshas Kisavo. Well, that's not the only vidu, but we read about it in Chodesh Elul, of course. Kisavo falls out in Chodesh Elul. And it says that one who brings Bikurim has to make a vidui. And the very first lashon that a Jew brings when he says vidui is Higadati Hayoyim Lashem Elokecha. Higadati is a lashon of God, Shevet God. That the vidui has a shaykhus to God. Meaning of Haggadah. In fact, the Tiferet Shlomo brings from a Mer Apter. During the days of Tishrei and Elul, there's like a chiyuv almost to be Masker Eliyahu Navi, because we count on Eliyahu Navi to be Ma'ir Eschusin and to be Ma'al the Tefillahs of Bnei Yisrael. The Baal Shem Tov has a remez, and although the Baal Shem Tov, we don't have many Ramazim from the Baal Shem Tov, we have just Tyres really from him, very few Ramazim. One remez which we do have is that the Baal Shem Tov says that when you blow a Tkiya Pshuta, says to have in mind that Pshuta is Gematria Eliyo Hanavi Zachor Latov. So now we've understood that, of course, Yom Kippur has a shayches to Mila, and Yom Kippur has a shayches to Tshuva, and this concept of as a whole has a shayches to Eliyahu Hanavi. And this is very befitting because we know Eliyahu Hanavi is the Malach of Bris, and he's also the Malach which will bring Tshuva at the end of days. Now the correlation between Tshuva and Mila is explicit in the Torah, because in the parsha of Tshuva in Torah, in Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah describes Tshuva as a Mila. Anybody know the pasuk? Umol Hashem Elokecha as levavcha v'slevav zarecha. Torah says that you have to do a Mila. You have to do a Mila to your heart. To your heart and the heart of your children, which is of course again that relationship between banim alavaisa, as levavcha v'slevav zarecha. And it's goofy here, Rabbi Isai, that we have one of the very famous Ramazim to Chodesh Elul. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve'es levav is Rashi Tevos Elul. So here you have a remez to Elul in the Rashi Tevos, which is referring to Mila, which is describing Tshuva. So you have this whole tkufi here of Elul, Yom Kippurim, Tshuva, Eliyahu Navi, Bris Mila, coming together in that time of year. Now, what's the significance of Eliyahu Navi as it pertains to Bris Mila? The Rama writes in Hilchos Bris Mila that it's important when choosing a Moihil and a Sandik that they be Tzadikim. We know choosing a Sandik is a very big deal, but the Rama also says to make sure to find a Moihil who's also a Tzadik. Now, what's the significance of the Moihil and the Sandik being Tzadikim? This child is very impressionable, and the Bris Mila leaves a roishim, a physical impression and a spiritual impression on the child. Now, who will create that impression is giving of himself to the child. We know there are many stories of tzaddikim, let's say the Shpola Zeda, that Eliyahu Navi was his sandik. I mean, Baal Shem Tov was his sandik, and Mela, all the schools which are involved with that. Everybody tries to be mahadir, to have a sandik toif. And the sandik is moisir nefesh to try to be by the bris, because it's the first crack at the child, and it's super important. But also a mile too. Now the mile, when he does the bris mila, he doesn't rely on his own sitkas to do the bris. He calls upon Eliyahu Navi to come and to be mesayeya in the bris, to be mishtatif in the bris. What does he say? He says, Eliyahu Navi, hinei shalcha lefanecha, amoid al yamini v'samcheni. In fact, the Zohar says that unless the Moyel calls for Eliyahu Navi, he doesn't come. There has to be a chair, which is designated for Eliyahu Navi, and he has to call for Eliyahu Navi to come. And Eliyahu Navi comes, and he says, Amoid al yamini v'samcheni. That's a very interesting lashon. Amoid al yamini v'samcheni. Stand by my right side, which is the hand which will do the bris. V'samcheni. And give me a smicha. Give me smicha. It's interesting to note that the Rishonim say that if we lost smicha nowadays, so how are we supposed to revive the smicha in the times of Mashiach? So one of the Rishonim learn, I believe it's the Ravid, that lost a lovo, Eliyahu is a musmach. He's in the chain of smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. So since Eliyahu Navi will come at the end of days, so he's going to be the one to revive the smicha. So it's interesting. Amoid al yamini v'samcheni, right? Here the Eliyahu Navi is coming to give us a different type of a smicha. So the Moel is asking Eliyahu Navi to be mishtatif in the bris. It's merum is even in the word amoid. Amoid is gematria 120. Which is Gematria Eliyahu Navi. V'samcheni is from the word Saimech. Saimech is also Gematria 120. It's Gematria Eliyahu Navi. So here you have Amoid Ayamini V'samcheni. He's calling upon Eliyahu Navi. And the reason why he's doing that is because the Gemara tells us that from the moment of the Bris Mila, Rav Nachman says in the Gemara that a child is deemed the Ben Olam Haba. That he's zeichet to his tzikos, he's zeichet to his nachalat, his chelek, and the Eretz Achayim. He's deemed a tzaddik. The Chazal say, "V'amich kulam tzaddikim." That every child is a tzaddik because of the nekudas habris which he receives on the day of his bris mila. So, who else better than the tzaddik the choladayos, the Eliyahu Navi, to come and to leave a lasting impression on the child. He creates that simen on the child, which he's going to need. Because the whole Indian of smicha, you have to understand the whole Indian of smicha. Smicha means soymech noiflim. That if a person falls into a matzav of nefila, the koyach of smicha means that you're going to have a rebound. You're not going to fall into a place you can't pick yourself up. And the Indian of Abona Yemeni v'samcheni means that the Leonavi is giving a koyach to the child that although he may fall very far and very deep and low, he's going to be able to eventually have an aliyah. To have an aliyah. That's mikayach the Navi's reishim which he leaves on the child. That's why we say, b'shas habris, al kein b'schar zayis kel chayit zireinu, p'yidu she'eris yididina mishachas, l'man b'rischa shesam b'sarinu. Then in the schus of the bris milah, to pull a Jew out of shachas, to pull him out of Gehenna. The bris milah is a person's safety net, that no matter what, he'll have a tikkun lasa level. Like the Zohar says, before a Jew goes into a deep pit, he needs to have a very strong rope. And the first thing that we do as a child comes into this world is we makashra him to a very high place to ensure that before he's able to be a bar da'as and to make many mistakes in life, that no matter how many mistakes he's going to eventually make, he's tied to a very high place that will be able to pull him up no matter how far he falls. And that's what we find in the beginning of the coming parasha, Parashas Vayera. The Torah tells us that Hashem appeared to Avram, v'hu yoshei pesach oel kocham hayom. And Chazal see an allusion here that Avram sits at the pesach to Gehenna, pulling Gideon out in the schus of the bris milah which they have. Which is the smichas between Parashas Lech Lecha and the beginning of Vayera. That Avram was gemalt, he had a bris milah, and then he sits at the pesach oel, now that he has a bris milah, he can sit at the pesach of Gehenna, pulling Gideon out of Gehenna. Like we said, Poyde she'eris yididena mishachas. That's the koyach of bris milah. Tata teach the pasuk which we say Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. We say Mabetz Abedami Biridit Yel Shachas. So you can teach the pasuk like this. David HaMelech is saying Mabetz Abedami. Why do you want my blood? What's the point of my blood? The blood of Bris Milah. So he answers Biridit Yel Shachas. When I go into Shachas, when I fall into Gehenna, that's the reason why you want the blood from me when I come into this world. It's otherwise, it's Mama Shapella. The second a child comes into this world, you start maiming him and cutting him up and spilling his blood. What did he do already? But the teretz is that you're making an investment. It's an insurance policy. This inyan of Bris Milah, which reveals the nekudas tzaddik of every Jew, which makes sure that there's a spot in the Jew's neshama which cannot become tainted forever, is Nisgale on Yom Kippur. This is really the whole secret of Yom Kippur. Just like the Torah says by Bris Milah, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, what does the Torah say also by Yom Kippur? Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. More importantly, what Bris Milah shows is that the Jew is essentially good. He's essentially good. Essentially, he's a tzaddik. The amich kulam tzaddikim. That he's a ben alam abba. In which case, if he makes mistakes, it's not me who's making the mistakes. It's my yitzahara. It's outside factors. Like the Gemara says in Brachos, Ritzoneinu lasas ritzonecha. We really want to do your will, Hashem Yisbarach. But the Sa'or Shiva Isa and the Shiva Malchus Ma'akev, there's a big bag yitzahara. There's also Shiva Malchus. We live amongst the Gayim. They're messing with us. So they're causing our mistakes. But the etzem a Jew is completely tar. And that's what Yom Kippurim comes to be megala. Yom Kippurim is keneged b'smila, like the Sasem has taught us. And it's megala the nekudas hamila, which is that really every single Jew is a tzaddik. And this is the whole secret of the korban Seir Lashem and the Seir Lazazel. Like the Maral writes, based on Chazal and the Medrash, that the korban Lashem is keneged Yaakov, and the Seir Lazazel is Esav. And what we do is that we take all the averas of the past year, and we put it onto the Seir Lazazel, and we give it off to Esav, to the Mazel Madim, we give it off to Esav. How can you do that? So it says the Maral, that Be'etzim, every single Jew is good. That's the Skalim Kippur. A Jew is completely pure. Yaakov is an Ishtam. So therefore, when the Schutz of every single Jew is Niskalim Yom Kippurim, that's when you can take all the Averis which Yaakov did and give them to Esav, because it's really the source of Esav.
It's really the Malach HaMavis, it's really the Yitzhara, it's really the Shibun Malchis, it's all outside factors. A Jew essentially is good. That's the Skag and Kippur. Hence the separation between the Lashem and Lazazah. So the Chazal tell us that when a Jew does Tshuva Meira, it turns all of the Averos, which are B'mezid, into what? Into Shoigigin. Now since he's at Yom Kippur is a day of Tshuva, and these are the days called the Yomim L'Raim, it's the days of Yira, so you can at least count on the fact that the Tshuva Yom HaKippur is a Tshuva Meira, which turns all the Averos, which are B'mezid, into Shoigigin. What is some Zeres HaKosuf? Teretz says no. The Yom Kippur is Megala, that essentially a Jew is Tahar. And therefore, every single Avir was not really amazed. It's really just a shogeg. Every Avir of amazed becomes a shogeg. So what's the very first thing, almost, which we say on the night of Yom Kippur? V'nislach l'choladas b'nei Yisrael v'lager hagar b'secham ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga. V'nislach. Every Jew should be forgiven. Ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga. Everything is a shkaga. Everything we did was a shogeg. And if you take a look at the Sofei tables there, ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga, ki ends with a yod, l'chol ends with a lamid, ha'am ends with a mem, b'shkaga ends with a hey, what does that spell? Mila. So the Sofei tables is teaching us that the kayach, which brings out that every single thing which we do, every aveira, even amazed, is really a shage, is m'kayach the bismila, which is the Skal in Yom HaKippur. So therefore, everybody's saying, the Bismillah, Chazal call a Simen. And a Simen is very important in Hilcha, is Hashavas Aveda. Because even if a Jew becomes an Aveda, if he becomes lost from his father in heaven, comes along the Anavi, the Heshiv, Leibanam Alavaisam, he returns lost children to their fathers. It's the Indian of Tshuva, because Bismillah is a Simen. It's a Simen which allows for Tshuva, for Hashavas Aveda, to return children to their fathers. And that's what happens in Yom Kippur. Every single Jew becomes like the Avos HaKadosh Yom Kippur. You really see what a Jew is about. Really, he's like the Avos HaKadosh. And therefore, you're familiar with this teaching? Chayev Adam Loimar, Masa Yagi Umayse, Lamayse, Avayse, Avrins of Yaakov. Every Jew has to yearn and to aspire and say, when will I be like my forefathers, Avrins of Yaakov? You know where you find that Chazal? Tana Dvei Elio. Teaching of Elio Navi. He's the one who's the Heshiv Banam Alavos. He brings the children to the Ma'al of the Avos. When is that? On Yom Kippur, B'schus HaBismila, because Eli Navi is the Malach HaBris. So hence, just a remez, the Tzadik B'Menasa Yichya. Right? Chavakuk came, the Hamidan Alachas. Happens to be that Chavakuk was revived by Elisha, who was also the Talmud of Eli Navi. So Chavakuk said, the Tzadik B'Menasa Yichya, which is Niskal Yom Kippur, that really every single Jew is a tzaddik. So that's Gematria Eliyahu Brismila. That tzidkus, which is Niskalda, is in the schos of Brismila de Eliyona. Let's turn our attention for a moment to Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to take the Yinat of Mitzrayim. Moshe says, you got the wrong guy. It's not for me. Shlach nabi atishlach. Send somebody else. So Moshe is making a suggestion. Who is he asking that Hashem should choose instead of him? So there are many different opinions in the Mefarshim. The simple explanation is that he's saying, take Aaron HaKohen. Since Aaron was already the Navi and the leader of the Jewish people before Moshe came on the scene. So take Eliyona. Take Aaron HaKohen. Don't take me. Another pshat says, take Nadav and Avihu. Interesting. Take Nadav and Avihu. Targum Yonasan says, take Eliyonavi. Take Pinchas. We know Pinchas is Eliyonavi. Take Eliyonavi. But why is Moshe suggesting Eliyonavi? The Pasha pshat why is because Moshe says, listen, why do we need all this goluses? We don't need all these goluses. Let's just end it right here. Let Yitzias Mitzrayim and let the Shibun Mitzrayim be the final golus. We don't have to go through Arba Goluses. So instead of waiting, just send Eliyahu Pinchas now and just call it a night. But in Pinyas, the reason why he's calling upon Eliyahu Navi is because Moshe and Eliyahu have different chunos. There's Eish and there's Mayim. Moshe is compared to Mayim. Because when Basi takes him out of the water, what does she say? I'm calling him Moshe. Kimina Mayim Mishisihu. The Moshe has a kesher to Mayim. And Eliyonovi has a shayachas to Eish. Because the Eliyahu went up as Sira, the Eish Hashemayim. And he brought down Eish on Har Carmel. Eliyahu has a shayachas to Eish. And what's the machine Moshe, Eliyahu, Eish and Mayim? That the Teva of Mayim, the Gemara says, is to go down. Which is why Torah is compared to water. Because water has the tendency, the Teva, to go into low places. That's exactly what Moshe did. He took Torah from Shemayim and he brought it down to this world. That's the Teva of Mayim. To take things which are high and bring them down. The Teva of Eish is the opposite. The Teva of Eish is to go up. That tells us that really, Mayim slash Moshe goes down. And Eliyahu slash Eish goes up, which is why Eliyahu was taken by an Eish, went up to Shemayim. So here Moshe says, listen, you want me to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim, to take them up, Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, to take them up and out. So you don't need me, I go down. You need Eliyahu who goes up. So Hashem says back to Moshe, no. I need you and I need Eliyahu Navi. You know why? Because the Jewish people are not on ground floor. They're not ground level. They're deep, deep down. So I need somebody to go all the way down, and then I'll call upon Eliyahu Navi to bring them up. So I need the combination of Mayim and then Eish. But I need you to go all the way down. I need you to go in front of Paro, into the lowest places, even the filth of Mitzrayim, to go all the way in there, so that Eliyahu Navi can come afterwards, and to come and lift them up. So it's that combination between Eish and Mayim which I'm going to need, which is why Makas Barad, Chazal tell us, was what? Combination of Eish and Mayim. That they made Shalom. There was a Shalom between Moshe and Eliyahu Navi. In fact, Moshe Eliyahu is Gematria Eishumai. So therefore, Moshe Minu says, Shlach Nabiya Tishlach. Send Eliyahu Navi, and Hashem says, you're right, I'm going to need him too. But I need you to be a part of this also. So on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what do we have? Moshe takes us out. But who comes to every Leil Seder? Eliyahu Navi. So Hashem really answered his request of Shlach Navi Yatishlach. I'm going to take Eliyahu Navi, but I need him only for the time to come out of Mitzrayim. So that's why in the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us, how did the Yidden leave? Vayehi be'etzim hayayim azeh. Hayitzi esbenei Hashem esbenei Yisrael mi'eretz Mitzrayim. Al tzivaysam. And the very next pasuk says, Kadish li kol b'char petah korecha b'vnei Yisrael ba'adam u'vabehema li hu. Li hu is osios Eliyo. So Eliyo is mishtatef in Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it's a combination between Moshe and Eliyo. Then in a certain sense, Moshe is the Mayho. Chazal say the Moshe was the one who bizmal al b'nei Yisrael. But Eliyo is mishtatef, that's called the Amar al Yamini v'samcheni. Eliyo is mishtatef, he's Amar al Yamini v'samcheni. Moshe is the Mayo, but he needs Eliyo to be a part of it too. If it's not just a coincidence that we said before that Eliyahu Navi is Gematria 120, these are 120 years of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Eliyahu has a very strong shayiches and a kesher to Moshe Rabbeinu that it's that shutvis between Moshe and Eliyahu, which brings B'nai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. And what's interesting about the koyach of Eish, we said before, the koyach of Eish is to go up, but one of the other qualities of Eish that has the koyach of hispashtos, Eish spreads. Whereas Mayim contracts, Mayim is from a tzimtzum, as the koyach to be mitzamtzim. Ice, things which are cold, contract. Whereas koyach of Eish and heat is to expand. Medrash tells us that every part of the human body, of the Jewish body, has an orla. The eyes have an orla, the ears have an orla, the feet have an orla, the hands have an orla. For example, the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu that he was orel sfasayim, that there's an orla in his mouth. So there's not only, you're not only called an orel because you have a klipa, a covering on the makom habris, but every part of the body really has an orla, that it's really concealed and it's clogged up and it needs to be opened. And so therefore, when a Jew gets a bris milah on the eighth day of his life, it's not just, milah is not a mitzvah which is just one and out. Like the mitzvah is over there. It's the beginning of a lifetime of milah. That it begins on a tiny place called the Makom HaBris, a tiny Pesach. And our job, that's a gift from our Father, that's a freebie. What we need to do after that is to be mamshech the koyach HaBris our entire lives, to go from the Makom HaBris, that it should be mespashet on every single part of our body, the koyach of milah. Because like we said before, milah is tshuva. And what we really want that the milah should go is to the heart. Because the heart is a melech on all the evarim. And if the heart could do tshuva, like we know, levavo, yavin, v'shav, that the heart is the place of tshuva, that if you could be machnes the koyach HaMilah into the heart, then your zeicha, that the koyach HaMilah and tshuva will be mespashet on all the evarim. And that's pshat and pasuk, like we said before. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavcha. That we want that the milah should go to the heart, like we say every day. V'yadata hayoim v'hashivaisa elavavecha. The tshuva means v'hashivaisa elavavecha. To take and bring to the heart. Because the heart is the nucleus of the entire Adam. This is pshat which we say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, Psach li Pesach kechudo shal machat, v'ani eftach lachem kepischo shal ulam. Open for me just a tiny, tiny hole, which is the Makom HaBris, and if you do that, ani eftach lacha kepischo shal ulam. Like, big openings for you. We start with the Bismillah, and that will ensure us a level that Hashem says, I'm going to guarantee you tshuva, don't worry about it. As long as you're a gemalt, that you have a Bismillah, v'amech kulam tzedik, and you're ben alam abba, you're going to have a tikkun. Eftach lacha kepischo shal ulam. Like an opening of a hallway, I'm going to open up for you, Hashem said. This ability to be mamshich, the bris milah, from the makam habris, all the way to the heart, that the bris should travel, b'koyach ha'esh, versus whether or not the bris milah is a very pointed, very specific, and ending mitzvah, is the difference between milah b'pnimius and chitzonius. Milah b'chitzonius is just an external bismillah, which is not really milah as it is in pnimius, the real milah. That's somebody who has a bismillah, and he says, okay, yaitze zayin. Bismillah on the makam habris. I'm out. Bismillah b'pnimius means that a Jew, that milah which he receives on the eighth day of his life, he sees that as a haschala, to be mamshech the bris all the way to the life. And he lives a life of milah. It's a life of bris milah. It's a life of tshuva. Getting back to the conversation between Yitzhak and Yishmael. What does Yishmael say to Yitzhak? It says Yishmael was mispar al Yitzhak, that he was glorifying himself, he was showboating. Shamal ben Shloshes Reishana v'Leimicha. I was gemalt at 13 years old and I didn't protest. So what did Yitzchak say? Be'iver echad atam yareini. You think you have something over me with one mila, with one aver? If Hashem would say to me, Zavach atmecha lefana, give your whole self lo ha'isim akad, I wouldn't say boo. I wouldn't say no. Not just a petty machlekes. Not just who's better than the next. It's not just like a street brawl. This is Yitzchak telling Yishmael, your bris milah is mamash chitzonius. Because all you are is just one day that you have a bris at the age of 13 and then you're done. That's milah b'chitzonius. I have a bris milah b'pnimius v'haraya, that I carry my milah from the nekudas habris and I live a life of milah and I brought it to my heart that if Hashem would ask me to give myself up, I would give myself up. That's the real milah. That's called Mila de Kedusha of Bnei Yisrael, which separates us from the Masa Olam. That even if they want to have a Bismillah, that's just a mockery. It's just an imitation. It's just a fake. They have nothing on us. Just because they have more tsar, they think that it's a bigger Mesiris Nefesh. A Jew leaves a life of Mesiris Nefesh. That he sees that it's an Avodas HaChayim, that from the eighth day is a day to the day he dies. It's a life of Bismillah. To take that Nekudas HaBris until the lave, that it should be an Ish Pnimi, an Ish Mila. This is the soid of bismillah. This koyach comes from Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu, the fact that he's Omar al Yamini v'samcheini, he makes the bris that it's not just by Rabbi XYZ who does the Bismillah. It's Eliyahu Navi who does it. And he's machnes a premius into the bris, which will allow this child, mikoyach d'aroishim, to be mamshech, the bris which he receives on that day, all the way to his heart. And that's inherent by the Akedah. Because at the very moment that Yitzchak is on that Mizbeach, and he's going to be geshechted by Avram, his father, what does the Torah say? Vayishlach Avram es yado, vayikah samachel shchita p'no. This is the moment of Mila. This is the moment of Shchita. He's about to shecht Yitzchak. Yitzchak has given himself entirely over. B'schus what? B'schus to Mila. Now take a look at the Rosh Tevos here. Vayishlach Avram es yado is a yud. Vayikach is a vav. Es is an aleph. Hamachelis is a hey. Lishchait is a lamid. So the letter is Elio. But right there at the moment of the shechting, which is the milas halev, which is the vital organ, which is going to end the life of Yitzchak, this is the secret of Mila. And that koyach comes from no other than Elio Navi. In fact, the Medrash tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi wears a belt. It's called the Ezer Eliyahu. And the belt of Eliyahu HaNavi comes from where? From the hides of this aisle. The belt of Eliyahu HaNavi, that he wears the ore, the hides of this aisle around his waist. The reason why he wears it around his waist, you could say pshat as follows. What's the significance of the Ezer Eliyahu, the belt of Eliyahu? So we know halachically a belt is supposed to separate the gartel. To separate between what? Between the heart and the makom ha'erva. Shelo yira yilibo es ha'erva, the Gemara says. Right, in halacha, if you don't wear gartels, we'll somech on the underwear. What's it called? Strap. Yeah, that elastic band. That's a separate. Every Jew needs it. It's not just like a. It's halacha. Shelo yira yilibo es ha'erva. So it's supposed to create a separation between the lave and the erva. However, there is a mila for the lev to see the erva, because there's the erva of the erva, but there's also the mila of the erva, and the mila is kadosh. So the ability to be able to be mafsik the lev from the erva, but yet to be able to allow a passage for the lev to be connected to the mila, that's called Ezer Eliyahu. That it's a mafsik she'enu mafsik, that it knows how to be mafsik, which needs to be kept out, but they allow in which is supposed to come in. That's the secret of the Ezer, the gartel of Eliyahu Navi. This kesher between to be mamshech, the bris until the leif. So it could be that Yom HaKippurim, this is the day of bris milah, but bris milah in an oif in that what? That it's nichnas, in primius, inside of a person and goes to his leif. So therefore, by the end of this tkufa, by Shmini Atzeres, which is Simchas Torah, the reason why we dance on Simchas Torah is to show, with all of our body parts, everything is to show that the Nekudas HaBris was nichnas into the lev, and therefore it's mispashel al kol aivar. Which would explain why the Zohar says that Yom Kippur is a choysam, and Shmini Atzeres is a choysam. The Bnei Sotzcha talks about this. Yom Kippur is called the chasima of the bris, but Shmini Atzeres is the choysam on the lev. That it's machneset b'pnimius, so that when you come to Shmini Atzeres, every part kol atzmai se taimarna, because the nekudas habris of mila was nichnas into the person lagamri. Now let's move into Chodesh Cheshvan for a minute. We know Chodesh Cheshvan is called Chodesh Bull, the Navi says, because of the Mabul. Mabul. We know that the Mabul began on the 17th of Cheshvan, and it ends on the 27th of Cheshvan. The whole year, the Mabul has a shayches to the month of Cheshvan. It's interesting that we know that Noach is nitzal. Noach is saved from the Mabul. Why is Noach chosen? So Hashem tells you. Tzadik lefanei bedor hazeh. Noach is a tzadik. What does it mean, tzadik? We know the klal by tzadik always means shomer bris. Tzadik is somebody who's shomer bris. Noach lived in a generation where there was complete kilkul, there was a rayus and zima left and right. Noach preserved his kedushas habris, therefore he's chosen. Which means to say that even though Noach lived in a world of shachas, in a very, very low place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekayem Noach, on Noach, this inyan of the Hatzlag Yedidis Sherina Mishachas. He pulled him out because of this Chus HaBris. Just like he pulled the Yidin out of Mitzrayim, the Chus HaBris. Everybody was gemalt on the night of Pesach, and from that they came out. Right? To go up is B'schus HaBris, like the Zayar says, Mi Yala Lanu HaShamayma. To go up is in the Chus of Mila. Mi Yala Lanu HaShamayma is Rashi Tevis Mila. And we know Elio went up to Shemayim. Right? That's Elio, the Malach HaBris. So Noach also was Zeichet Ha'atzala because of the Bris Mila. It's interesting, the Zayar says, the Teva of Noach da Yom HaKippur. The Teva of Noach is called Yom Kippur. Then in a world where there's a Mabul out there, the Nekudas HaBris saves a person. We find by Yonah also, we read about this on Yom Kippur, Noach was thrown into the water, he was in a Mabul, and he was saved, like we quoted before from the Medrash, and the Chus HaBris Mil. It's Chus HaBris Mil. Now we know, there's a halacha, the Gemara tells us, "Asir liten shalom b'beis amerchas." You're not allowed to give shalom. Shalom is the name of Hashem. You can't say shalom in a beis amerchas. Can't say shalom beis amerchas. So you could say, you could darshan like this, that really, we know Tishrei is filled with Torah mitzvahs. Filled with Torah mitzvahs. It's talking for mitzvahs, Chazal tell us. It's like the beis knesses and the beis medrash. The whole month is shifty b'beis Hashem koy mechaya. That's what we say on Tishrei. Halalai, every month should be like Tishrei. Cheshvan is like a beis hamerchatz. There's no yom tov at all. There's not even a tainus. There's zero. Efes. It's like a beis hamerchatz. But it's mamish like a beis hamerchatz because it's a mabul. And a mabul is b'china of a beis hamerchatz. It's big rechitza. So since it's a beis hamerchatz, it's asur liten shalom. There's no shalom, there's no kedusha in cheshvan. It's like a b'china of a beis hamerchatz. However, there's one thing the Gemara tells us in Menachas Mem Gimel Amid Beis. What does the Gemara tell us? Bishash Nichnas David LeBeis HaMerchatz. When David came into the Beis HaMerchatz, V'ra'a Atzma Arom, and he looked at himself and he said, "I'm naked, I'm bare." Amar Oili Sha'amayid Arom B'lei Mitzvah. Woe to me that I should stand here without anything, without any mitzvahs. He doesn't have his tzitzis on, he doesn't have his tefillin on, he doesn't have a lulav in his hand. V'kevan Sheniske B'mila, when he reminded himself of his mila, Yisyashva daitai, calmed himself down. La'achar sheyatza, when he left, Amar aleh hashira, he said a shira on the Bris Mila. So we see that even though a Jew is in the Beis HaMerchatz and he has no mitzvahs, he still has Bris Mila with him. This is something which he takes with him. That's exactly this nekud the Rabbi say, that in the Beis HaMerchatz you have a Bris Mila still. That's the hamshacha from Tishrei into Cheshvan. That in Tishrei you celebrated Yom Kippur, the Schus HaBris, and in Shmi Yatziris you celebrated the Hamshacha of that Kedushas HaBris until every part of the body. So Cheshvan doesn't need a Yantiv. Cheshvan is a Beis HaMerchatz. But in the Beis HaMerchatz, David the Malach says, Sasana Echelim Rasecha. I could rejoice about the Bris Mila. And when he left, he sang a Shira. And it could be that the Shira upon leaving the Beis HaMerchatz is Chodesh Kislev. That's called leaving the Beis HaMerchatz. And we say Halal for 8 days on Chanukah because the 8 days is Keneged Bris Mila. So although you didn't say Halal on Yom Kippur, because Chazal say in the Gemara, how could you say Halal on Yom Kippur? It's the time that the Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meisim Psuchim. So where is the Halal from Yom Kippur? Where is the Halal for Bris Mila? This is the 8 days of Chanukah Keneged Bris, because the Yivanu Bergoyis Ala Bris, the Simchas HaBris. This is the Shira, this is the Halal, which emerges after the Yitzhiyah from the Beis HaMerchatz, which is Cheshvan. As you could say, today especially, Chodesh Cheshvan. Cheshvan is the 8th month. Starting from Nisan, Cheshvan is the 8th month. And the 8th, of course, is Mila. That it's suggesting that although there's no Yantiv, it's a Bechin of Mila, it's a celebration of Mila. The Mila can go into the Beis HaMerchatz, which is called Chodesh Cheshvan. But especially tonight is Ches Cheshvan. It's the 8th of the 8th, which the Gemara says that a Talmid Chacham was mortal to his ghost. The Gemara says that a Talmid Chacham is allowed to have a gaiva, Shminis Shebishminis, an 8th of an 8th. 8th of an 8th, he's allowed to have a gaiva. So the gaiva, the Kedusha that every single Jew has, is called his Bris Mila. And he needs that gaiva, because if he falls into a very low place of depression, of sadness, like David HaMelech and Levi's HaMelech, it's woe to me that I have no mitzvahs. We at times feel that way. We feel like we have nothing. We have no schism, we have no mitzvahs. We're not davening the way we're supposed to. We're not learning the way we're supposed to. So a Jew, all he needs to do to be mechazik himself is to look at the bris. And that's his gaiva. The shminis shavishminis. That's ches cheshvan. Especially tonight. It's the nekuda where the koyach of shmini is niskalim. So like David HaMelech says, Gemara tells us, Kevan Shenizkar B'Mila, when he remembered his Mila. So the reason why Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is called Yom HaZikaron is because we're supposed to remember it the whole year round. This Chos HaMila, that inherently there's a special Kedusha that every single Jew has, which is Amech Kulam Shadikim Mishadu Zeicha, that as we plow forward ahead during these coming months where there's no Yamim Tovim and there's no Mitzvahs, the more that we remember and we have the Zikaron of the B'Smila, we should be able to be Ma'or than the Kudas HaTzadik within us and Makash ourselves to the Hidga days behind us and to be Zeicha to see with our own eyes the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi, together with Mashiach Tzidkenu, and the Rebbeinu Amen.